Tudo mais barato nós temos hoje, ó.
The weekly feira, or street market, in Vila Isabel, a working-class neighborhood near Maracanã Stadium. Shoppers look for bargains. They say prices keep going up. This neighborhood was always known for its fierce football fans, says vegetable vendor Luis Enrique.
In the old days, there used to be a competition for the most decorated street, and this street won many times. There used to be so many people out on the street that you couldn't even get through.
He says people cannot afford the decorations anymore. Many are angry with the government for spending billions of dollars on stadiums while hospitals and schools are in shambles, says retired schoolteacher Vera Lucia Gatti.
So I think the money should have been spread around, some for the cup, a little for the schools, a little for the hospitals. This was the way to go, but it wasn't done that way.
Some Brazilians have demonstrated against the World Cup and say they will boycott the games. Strikes by transit workers also threaten to disrupt the tournament that is expected to draw some 800,000 foreign visitors. Some hope the international attention will lead to change in Brazil. Henrique doubts this.
You know, a country like this with so many corrupt people that you can't trust anyone, or even the most honest person in politics is on the take. There is no law. So for me, there is no solution.
Gatti says Brazil's leaders need to change.
As far as the cup goes, if Brazil wins, great. There will be happiness. I will be too, of course. But if those who govern do not change and begin to spread the wealth around, nothing will be solved.
Almost everyone here believes Brazil will win the championship, but there is little hope that this World Cup will bring anything more than temporary joy. Scott Bob, VOA News, Vila Isabel, Rio de Janeiro.